Good morning, it's December 27th, 2011. The time is 6:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Tuesday morning. Just had my second cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee brewed at home and get my day started here and looking at the clock before heading out. Get time to do an audio brew instead of a late afternoon one. I wanted to continue the discussion I had in my last audio that I made, I guess, just as at the start of Chris Perillo's daily live broadcast of the Locker Gnome Daily Report on his YouTube Live channel. And he discussed an article about boycott and SOPA supporters is all or nothing, and which brings up an interesting aspect of the so-called issue of SOPA that basically argument, GoDaddy is being unjustly pointed out as far as being boycotted, supposedly this Thursday on the 29th, because they supported it, of SOPA, and now they don't support it, and sort of inconsistency. And the discussion that Chris pointed out, and there's also an article over on his Locker Gnome blog page, that if you do boycott GoDaddy, then you got to boycott all these other companies, them primarily, some of them he's listed as being Disney, ABC, Marvel. I'm looking at a list on his article, and as far as there is CBS, I'm even seeing Congressional Fire Service Institute. But I'm going to have to disagree with that respectfully, because of the fact that if you applied that to this, then though I can I could see his point. But you can't boycott everything. You can scale things down to a certain degree, I think. I never really had a GoDaddy account, but it, because of this action of GoDaddy, it's keeping me at bay. So do I look differently at those that decide, make their own decision, not making the decision of somebody else that they shouldn't do it, but they're making the decision that it's right for them? I think that's what you have to look at. This all or nothing, I think, doesn't apply, because you could apply the same thing on something I disagree, and that was the Occupy Wall Street, to where a lot of the protesters, from what I was reading and interviews and stuff, I just outrightly disagreed with him, because I say you're protesting there, but in my opinion, the real protest should have been taking place down in Washington, D.C., because that's where the all the money comes from. You could make an argument about, and it has, but I think for all practical purpose, I really haven't seen anything in the news about Occupy Wall Street. But I agree in individual protesting, and I think this thing with GoDaddy is a legitimate thing for those that want to move their domain, because GoDaddy represents being online more so than all these other organizations. So I think it sends a signal. Is that right? I don't know. Is it wrong? I don't know. We'll have to see how it plays out. So just to continue on the discussion, I will have a link in my doobly-doo, the comments there, of a video that Chris put out. What is Protect IP and SOPA? It's for those that don't really know about it as much. And I'm still learning more about it and stuff. So that's all I have this morning. You all have a good day. Be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn, ciao for now, and peace.